Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. It's a page out of The Right Stuff.
All right, lift off and the clock is starting.
The first American in space was Derry, New Hampshire native Alan Shepard. He was lobbed from Cape Canaveral in Florida, 116 miles high, aboard the Mercury capsule, the Freedom 7. Now, 51 years after the launch, that primitive spaceship will call Boston its home for the next 3 years. It's on display at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum in Dorchester. The exhibit, which opened this morning, includes video of the launch and historic documents from the early days of the space race. Today is the 50th anniversary of an historic speech by President Kennedy at Rice University in Houston, outlining his bold proposition to send man to the moon.
We set sail on this new sea because there is new knowledge to be gained and new rights to be won, and they must be won and used for the progress of all people.
Standing in front of Shepard's capsule, JFK Library Director Tom Putnam pointed out to me just how small the spacecraft really is.
You can look in, you can see the seat that Alan Shepard sat in. You can see the control panels. People used to say that you didn't go into a space capsule, you wore it because it's so compact inside there.
It's about the size of my SUV. Maybe a little bit smaller.
Right, yeah. Well, or like one of those little smart cars that you see now. You know, you wonder how the people actually get inside.
Talk about the connection between the manned space program and President Kennedy. Now, Alan Shepard went up in that space capsule about 5 months after JFK was inaugurated. So that was built before he came into office.
Yes.
But the space program is tied to President Kennedy.
Absolutely. He ran in the 1960 campaign that we were falling behind the Soviet Union in a number of ways, and one of them was in space. So the Soviets had put up Sputnik, and during his first 100 days, the Soviets, Yuri Gagarin, was the first man in space, and it was an example to JFK that we were falling behind.
This is the 50th anniversary of very famous speech in President Kennedy's administration.
Right.
The speech at Rice University,
issuing
the challenge.
Yeah.
That set the tone.
Yeah. There were two speeches. The first one was when he was in Congress, which was just a few weeks after Alan Shepard went into space. And then he went to Rice University. As we all know, Texas had been really the center of where a lot of the space work was being done. So he went to Rice University and he gave this famous speech.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win, and the others too.
So it was a way of galvanizing, especially not only those who are working on the projects, the scientists and engineers, but also to get the nation behind, because again, it was going to be a very costly investment of funds.
What were the scientists telling President Kennedy in 1961 and 1962 that led him to be able to make this statement, this bold challenge?
Well, his top advisors were telling him it couldn't be done. And there are plenty of memos where they said, you know, this just isn't possible. Because there was really this sense that the Soviets were ahead of us. President Kennedy was trying to bring out the best of the American people, the best of our scientists and engineers and our ingenuity, and really to compete with the Soviet Union and to show that the American system, democratic capitalistic system, could outcompete a command-control economy.
I remember growing up in the 1960s and 1970s, and you couldn't tear yourself away from the television watching the space shots and the splashdowns and you know, man walking on the moon and all of that. But has the charm of space kind of faded, and is that one of the reasons why you have this exhibit here?
Well, we certainly want to inspire a new generation of Americans. Alan Shepard, when he met President Kennedy, he said he was more nervous meeting President Kennedy than he was going up into space. And he said, you know, I just can't imagine a farm boy like me from New Hampshire getting all of this attention. So I think that story is an inspiring story, that a young boy who grew up in New Hampshire, studied science, went into the Navy, became a test pilot, that he could be the first American into space. So we want young people to dedicate their talents to these monumental tasks, whether it's exploring the stars or eradicating disease. Those are the challenges that President Kennedy set for the nation, and we hope that people will continue to follow his legacy.
That's JFK Library Director Tom Putnam. The Freedom 7 capsule will be on display at the library until December 2015.